Good morning to you all. We welcome you to Grace Bible Church today. In our call to worship, I'm drawing your attention to 1 Peter chapter 1, three verses of Scripture, beginning at verse 10, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, did signify, when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow, unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. In this passage of Scripture, Peter reminds us that the Old Testament prophets prophesied of the grace that should come to us. We're doing this series, The Old Testament for New Testament Believers, and I think it's important to see throughout the New Testament how many times they refer back to the Old Testament and said, "This you know because they said it then." Well, that means as believers in Christ, I need to know what they were saying at the time, so I can see its revelation in my time, its understanding. And that last phrase there in verse 12, which things the angels desire to look into. Now, if the angels desire to look into the things that were said in the Old Testament about us in the New Testament, about the grace that would come, the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, but now revealed unto us, if the angels are interested in that, what should my interest be? Now, the angels do not have a sin nature in the sense that what we have as human beings. We know that there were fallen angels that rebelled against God, a third of them, and they were removed from heaven. But the angels know nothing about what it means to be redeemed. That's us. We know what that's about. And the angels want to know more about that. They're interested in learning that. They saw the sin and wickedness of the revelation of the human heart in the Old Testament times. They witnessed that. And the prophets that prophesied of the Spirit of Christ that would come in the future and would deliver His grace to them. The angels look into that with interest. You and I need to be better than the angels, amen? We need to be better than the angels. We need to know the Old Testament just like we know the New. We love the New Testament. I don't take anything away. But I won't understand the New Testament without grasping the foundation upon which the New Testament was built. I can brag on somebody's mansion. And I've been to some very special places. We've been up to Asheville, North Carolina, and gone through the Biltmore. Amazing, amazing place. But you know what all of that's sitting on? A foundation. Nobody goes in there and says, "Let's look at the foundation. Let's go around the perimeter and see the bricks that were involved with the foundation. Let's go inside and look." No, they're looking at all the beauty that's inside the building. And the last place you're looking at is the foundation. But that's the most important part. That's the most important part. That's what's holding everything up. Without the foundation, there is no building. And what is the foundation for the Christian? It's Jesus Christ. And He was revealed in the Old Testament. And He came to this earth in response to the promises of the Old Testament. And we give Him glory and praise today that we can meet together as New Testament believers, enjoying the grace that was delivered to us in Jesus Christ.